So this is Awakening Plus preparation for the Great Global Meditation, April 4th, 2020. We're starting at 10:15 p.m. Eastern. So as announced in my emails, all three of them, let me calm down. I'm excited. So I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com. And my function for you tonight is to get you ready for the Global Meditation. We're going to first open my mesa, which is in front of me here. We're going to spend just a brief few minutes getting that set. Then I'm going to invite, having called in my allies, I'll ask you to call in yours. You'll all do that at the same time. No one will be able to hear you. You'll do it silently. We'll leave a moment for that. And then I'm going to lead you in the embodied awakening invocation, where you will call your higher self into your physical body. And that works pretty quickly for most people, whether you've done it before or not. We'll get as good as we can with that. Then I'm going to lead you through, finally, an exercise called the Four Suns exercise from Andean shamanism in Peru. And this is a very potent exercise where we're going to link your lower energy center called the Cosco with the center of the Earth, the Sun in our solar system, and the Great Central Sun in the center of our galaxy, which will be used in this global meditation as well. And by the time we get all that done, you're going to be really ready for this, because the more centered you are, the more you're the marriage of heaven and earth, the more you're walking between the worlds, the better I think you're going to enjoy this meditation and make a contribution to it. I don't need to tell you about that because you probably have a sense of that already. Also, if you wish to stay with me, I have that other site up and I'm going to stream it to you. So if you want to stay with me during that 20-minute meditation, you can. If for any reason you're not getting good reception on that, if the video, there's nothing to see. It's the same slide image the whole way through, so there's no visual really. But if the audio is strong and clear, just hang out with me if you like. And after that 20-minute recording is over that will guide us through that, then we'll be back live, and I would love to have some interaction with you guys as to what your experience was of the global meditation. So that's our agenda for tonight. So we're going to jump right in. So I invite you to relax, close your eyes. I do ask, please give this your undivided attention. This is a big deal. If this meditation does what we think it's going to do, then it could create a very significant shift. So full attention is best if you can give it. All right, so I invite you to relax, and I'm going to take just a very few minutes to call in bunches of allies of love and light and get our stage set here. Panchamama Mamakia Wirakocha Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Amaji the hugging saint, please come. I call Makisal his higher self. By the way, guys, this is best done eyes closed, if possible. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, and the celestial beings at ONO Academy, and the human teachers there as well. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please merge your beautiful energies and create a beautiful field and protection for our work. Thank you. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies here at this property, and the elemental allies where everyone is who is hearing my voice right now, the allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call the higher selves of everybody on this call. Please guide me so that I may serve the highest good of your human parts. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Bear, Hummingbird, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Thisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space, encompassing me and everybody hearing my voice. Let this membrane be configured to hold in this good energy and to ensure that the only beings and energies that enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Now I invite each of you to call in your own allies. Please, only allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. Let's leave a moment. Please now call in any allies I did not already call that you would like to bring to the party. So I'll leave a moment of silence for you to do that. The more the merrier. We'll leave a little more time for those call-ins. Okay, that feels awesome. Thank you all so much for bringing in your beautiful allies. All right, so we have a field. The field is beautiful and strong, so we're in safe, sacred space. So now we're going to do two techniques, the embodied awakening invocation, which will be pretty quick, and then it'll take us a little more time to do the four suns. By the time we're done with those two, we should be feeling awesome. So I invite you now to, again, close your eyes and follow these instructions, if you will, if you wish. So first, become aware of your physical body overall, and then tune into your energetic field to the degree that you can feel it, the energy around you, the aura, as well as the divine energy inside you. And just notice where it's at. We're not changing anything, we're just noticing the starting point. So just notice for a moment how you feel right now as your baseline. Beautiful. So a brief explanation before we jump in. This technique, you're going to actually call your higher self into your physical body. It's called embodied awakening. This is a technique that was given to me by ayahuasca way back in 2011. I've done this with thousands of people. It works really quick. It works for just about everybody. So even if you've never done anything like this before, especially with this many people, I mean, we've got, oh my gosh, almost 100 people on this call. That's amazing. So I've never had a call this large. We have a huge field here. That's the strength of our numbers is going to help us a tremendous amount. It's going to be easy. So the idea here is you're going to call your higher self to you. The benefits of this state are fourfold that I can name. One, a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace when you're in the state. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you just know things intuitively much more, and there's much more bliss. Your ego needs to know that it is safe and in control. So your ego, the best way I can describe this is like driving a car. If you're not yet in an awakened state, then your ego's driving. What you're about to do, your ego's going to slide to the passenger seat, your divine's going to drive. And if at any point your ego does not like your divine's driving, it simply takes control. It says, I want the wheel, I got it. Divine steps out immediately with no fuss, and your ego's back in control instantaneously. So I need you to know there's no risk, and you can reverse this anytime you want if you don't care for it. That's very unlikely, but I just need your ego to know that it has that ability. So if you would like to do this, let's do it now. So as a preview, I'm going to lead you in an 8-word invocation. This is the preview of it. You don't have to memorize it. I'm going to ask you to say the following words out loud in just a moment. To your higher self, the words are going to be maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Speaking to the higher self. So if you would like to do that now, then repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Good. Do not repeat them. Let them go. Let the words go. Now, just rest in passive breath awareness. You're going to let the breath do whatever it wants. It doesn't matter if it's fast or slow, shallow or deep. Just let the breath be what it is. But I want you paying attention to it. Feel it. Notice where in your body do you feel that breath most easily. Is it the nose, head, throat, chest, diaphragm, or belly? Notice where do I feel the breath most easily right now? Gently rest your attention right there. You're going to make the breath your focus. Everything else you ignore. So as you rest in breath awareness, letting the breath do whatever it wants, here are some tips that will make this work really quick and easy for you. First off, please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. And the other instruction is around distractions. If you become aware your attention is anywhere except your breath, that's a distraction for our purposes right now. Do not fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Please let that distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. However, it's an uninvited guest. You don't need to give it any more attention. Instead, you simply return your attention to your breath very easily, very gently, very persistently. You let the distraction be in the background. If it's still there, there's room for both of you, no problem. But you keep putting your attention back on the breath. So do that now. Just feel the breath. Let it come and go on its own. It's working for a lot of you guys already. I can feel it empathically. Well done. There's one more subtle instruction. We need to determine what's the least effort needed to feel the breath at all. The less effort you use and still have breath awareness, the better. So to find out what's the least amount of effort needed, I want you for just a moment to go to no effort at all. Please drop to zero effort and just be for a moment. Just go to zero effort for just a moment with me. Wow, that was fast. So notice if you've got any breath awareness at all at zero effort. If you do, stay at zero. If you have no breath awareness at all at no effort, then add back the teeny tiniest bit of effort, like the touch of a feather, just barely enough effort to feel the breath again. Really make it easy. Minimal effort needed to feel breath at all. So find that point of minimum effort and just rest there. Ah, that feels really good. Many, many of you are already in embodied awakening. The way you'll know you're there is that four things are simultaneously true. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. It takes no effort to maintain. It holds itself. If you're already in that state, and many of you are, just rest there. Your job now is to hold that space, again, effortlessly. And you being there, along with the rest of the folks, is going to make it easy for the rest of the folks to get here too. We've got a large number of people doing this, so the more people there are holding it, the easier it is for everyone else to get there. So just hold the space if you're already there in embodied awakening, just relax into it. If you're not there, just stay with the minimum effort needed to feel the breath, whether that's zero or just a tiny bit, and we'll leave just a moment for everyone else to catch up. This is a team effort. We're all co-creating this. So each one of you is just as responsible for holding the field as anyone else. So just relax, do your part the best you can, and you will be contributing to the good of the whole. That's real solid right there. So my perception now is that most, if not all of us, are in embodied awakening. If you don't feel like you're quiet there, that's okay. We are close enough for what we need to do. Again, you're in embodied awakening if four things are simultaneously true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. Take just a moment to see if you're in that space. Beautiful. This is an awesome field. Y'all are great. All right, we have 11 minutes until the meditation starts. Plenty of time to do this process. So now we're going to shift into the Four Suns exercise. And I want you now to place your attention in your belly, just below your belly button, in the center of your body. There's a large energy center there. In Peru, they call it the Cosco, Q-O-S-Q-O. Other traditions call it the Hara, or the Lower Dantian, or the Central Burner. Rest your attention in that spot. It's about the size of a grapefruit, and imagine it as bright white. I'd like you to start. Now we're going to go with ego-directed stuff. I want you to breathe into that Cosco, and each time you breathe into it, it gets a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter. So just take a few breaths at your own pace. Breathe into that Cosco, that energy center down at the bottom of the body, in the pelvic cradle. Breathe into it, and as you exhale, just relax. Imagining that Cosco, about the size of a grapefruit, bright white. Breathe energy into it, charge it up. And again, this many people doing it makes it really potent. Excellent. You're doing great. A few more breaths. Again, I empathically monitor. When I feel mine nice and bright, that means y'all have got yours good. So breathe into the Costco, energize it, bright white. Relax when you exhale. If you're good at visualizing, then visualize. If, like me, you're not, ask your higher self to help you. Ask it to help you imagine the Costco and to energize it. One more breath and we'll have it. There you go. Good. So take a moment, feel that wonderful, vibrant energy center in the root of the body. Now, we're going to connect to the other three suns. So I want you to imagine a root about as big around as your hips, going from the Costco, please send it down into the earth, as far down as it has to go to get into the earth from where you are. It doesn't matter. Once it's in the earth, just imagine it burrowing straight down all the way to the center of the earth, all the way to the molten core. You can even imagine some lateral roots growing out from it to stabilize it. Then, now you've tapped into the center of the earth. Now, as you inhale, you're going to inhale that energy from the center of the earth up into the Costco. So inhale it up. Saturate the Costco with the earth energy and breathe back gratitude. Thank you, Pachamama. Pachamama is the name of the earth that they use in Peru, in the Quechua language. So inhale up that energy from the earth, saturate the Costco, and exhale back gratitude. At your own pace now, inhale up the earth energy, saturate the Costco with it, exhale back gratitude. Just a few times. It's as if instead of breathing air into your lungs, you're breathing the earth into your Costco. At your own pace. Strong concentration. And yet, the perfect strong concentration is actually very easy and almost effortless. So again, what's the least effort you can use to feel that energy coming up from the earth, saturating the Costco, and exhaling back gratitude. Make it easy. Make it an easy flow. It can almost feel like it's doing itself. A couple of more. If you're sensitive, you can feel the flavor of the Costco changing. Each sun will bring its own flavor. Good, that's feeling better. A few more breaths and we'll have it. One more breath. Excellent. Okay, relax. Feel the Costco. Feel that energy center in your lower belly. Feel how it feels different now that you've saturated it with the energy of Pachamama, the earth. Now, from the Costco, imagine a tube going up in front of your spine, out the top of your head, beyond the Earth's atmosphere and into the sun in the center of our solar system. It doesn't matter where the physical sun is. Imagine it right above you and it will work. So imagine that this cord is going smack into the sun, right into the center of the sun. Now we're going to inhale the sun energy down into the Costco. So as you inhale, you pull that golden elixir from our sun into the root, into the Costco. And you exhale back gratitude. So on your own, as you inhale, bring that golden elixir from the sun in the center of our solar system down that tube into the Costco, saturate it, exhale back gratitude. We're tracking perfectly on time. We will be done by 10:45. Relax into the process. I'll be the timekeeper. Inhale the sun into the Costco. Exhale back gratitude. The Karo tribe, which this technique comes from, call the sun Inti Taita. Inti Taita. Inhale from Inti Taita into the Costco. Exhale back gratitude. Yeah, now you can start to feel the shift. Good. The body starts to become more luminous. A few more breaths. Inhale from the sun into the Costco. Exhale back gratitude. Couple of more and we'll have it. Beautiful, you're doing so good, guys. Excellent. Take just a moment, feel the Costco now. You'll notice you're still grounded, but you're much more luminous. So we got one more sun and we'll have it. So now, that cord is up in the center of the sun. Send it beyond the sun, out behind the sun, and right into the center of our galaxy. It can happen very quickly, so it's already in the center of the galaxy, in that black hole, that black sun in the center of our galaxy. Our final inhalation, we're going to inhale that dark light, that black light from the sun. This black light is not bad or evil. It is simply dark. So it's perfectly wonderful energy to work with. So now inhale that dark light from the center of the galaxy, right down into the Costco, and once again, exhale gratitude. So now you're inhaling dark light from the center of the galaxy, right into the Costco, at the base of the body, exhaling back gratitude. The Karo call this sun Hatun Inti. Hatun Inti. Inhale the dark light into the Costco. Exhale back gratitude. And now you start to feel like everything and nothing. This brings, in their cosmology, this is the highest energy there is. Inhale the dark light into the Costco. Exhale gratitude. Beautiful. We got 2 minutes to go and we're perfectly on schedule. Just a few more breaths. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can feel the body shifting, can't you? This is so beautiful. Y'all are doing magnificently. Inhale just a couple of more times. That dark light into the Costco. Mm-hmm. One more. Perfect. All right, let it go. Put your attention in the Costco and in the whole body. Feel your body. Feel the difference. Notice that you feel, your body probably feels more like energy now than flesh. You're grounded and you're luminous and you are now much more the marriage of heaven and earth. We could say you're walking between the worlds. So just feel a moment. Now you're all luminous. You're totally ready for this meditation. So, I'm going to get set up to share the thing with you, just a second. So you just rest in that. I'm going to get this set up for you guys. All right, I'm now sharing my screen. You should now be able to hear in a second. Good, good. And here we are. And it is time. We're going to now begin the 20-minute meditation. If you can see and hear it well from me, you can just stay with me. If you need to shift over to the link I sent you in the email, fine. But if you'd like to come back, if you do that, please do. Here we go. Follow the instructions in the guided meditation. and I'll be back in 20 minutes talking again. The visual... Okay, there will be silence for 2 minutes. Do whatever you want to do now to just mellow out further and come into your center. The visual will not change on the screen, so you can keep your eyes closed. I will be silent now until the end of the 20 minutes.
Visualize a pillar of brilliant white light emanating from the cosmic central sun. Then being distributed to central suns of all galaxies in this universe. Visualize this light entering through the galactic central sun, then going through our galaxy, then entering our solar system and going through all beams of light inside our solar system. and through all beings on planet Earth. And also through your body to the center of the earth. Visualize this light transmuting all remaining coronavirus on Earth. Disinfecting all infected areas on the planet. Healing all patients. this epidemic and restoring stability. Visualize the course of events on planet Earth shifting into the most positive timeline possible, shifting away from all epidemics, away from all wars, away from all global domination. Visualize white, pink, blue, and golden light healing all inequalities, erasing all poverty, and bringing abundance to all humanity. bringing pure light, love, and happiness to all beings on Earth.
Alrighty. Yeah. So that's the 20 minutes. Just take a moment and see how you feel. Keep your eyes closed. Just feel your body. I don't know about y'all, but I feel very different. Especially that last minute, I felt a distinctive shift in my field. Really sweet. Okay, so now I'll ask you to feel into what's best for you. You may want to stay with us and hear people's experiences, or it may be best for you to exit the call and just be in your space and integrate or process or do whatever you're called to do. And either choice is perfect, depending on what you feel called to do. If you would like to stay and converse, please do. If you need some solo time, integration time on your own, then feel free to exit the call. But those who stay will now open conversation. The way we're going to do this, we've got 90 people in the room. So if you would like to speak, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. And if you have your participant window open, at the bottom there will be a raise hand button if you're on the web. If you're on a phone, you may have in the lower right corner of your app three little dots, and if you hit those dots, then you will be able to raise your hand, and that will bring you to the top of the participant list, and I'll unmute you. You do not have the ability to unmute yourself. That could get pretty chaotic. So raise your hand if you'd like to speak. If you'd rather type in the chat window, that is fine also, and I will be reading out those chats as they arise. But if you would like to speak, then please raise your hand. And I'll be happy to unmute you and we'll chat. So we got some thank yous. One person said, thank you for hosting this power-filled event. Lots of thank yous. So really appreciate the gratitude. And Dawn would like to speak. So I'm going to unmute Dawn. Dawn, there you are.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
Okay. Super grateful for this, and really feel a lot of powerful energy flowing tonight from your meditation and the one that followed. And so I thought it was a really beautiful time to do this for the planet, and then to make all of us aware of the shifting energy on the planet. Mm-hmm. And just really super Saturday, when we're under quarantine, to sort of send our love out and the expression of all of the divine protection we have and the power of this group. So I'm super grateful. I'm your friend down the street in Charlotte. So
sweet. Thank you.
Want to say hello.
Thank you, Don. Thank you so much for sharing that. Anything else you'd like to say before we let the next person speak?
No, just super grateful for you putting this together and the energetic flow of all of our hearts being together has been spectacular in this time.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, isn't it? Thank you so much,
yes.
Don. Thank you for sharing and for being here. So I'm going to mute you. There's something in the chat window I want to read real quick. And Julie says, felt the flow especially strong in the opening work and call-ins with so many here. And there's some more thanks. And then Marilyn wrote, thank you so much. That was truly beautiful and powerful. I do need to go write and integrate, but it was so good to be in your company. So much beautiful light. And lots of gratitude. Someone wrote, Janice, I haven't been this chilled in a while. Great meditation. And thank you from Janice in New York. Thank you for all you who typed. And we had a raised hand, but they lowered their hand again. So someone besides Don had their hand raised. It's Cindy. Okay, so Cindy, I'm going to get you here in just a second. Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi. Can I turn on your video camera?
Yeah, you can. I'm kind of in the dark, but
okay.
That's fine.
All right, so you'll need to acknowledge that if you wish to. It's totally optional. But whether you share a video or not, I'd love to hear your experience.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was amazing. From the beginning when you started until the very end when the meditation started. And it was very, very visual. I had a lot of visual things that I saw, and it was just really powerful. And I think that it's wonderful how we all come together in this age of Aquarius to bring on a better world. And that's what I was seeing during the visions and the lights that I was seeing and just different visions that I was having during the process. And it was just, I feel less fear now.
Oh, good.
Going out into the world with this.
Nice. Beautiful. Would you like to share perhaps one of your visions briefly? Would that be comfortable for you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, I was, when she was saying to imagine the white light, I saw all these from the solar system, from the sun, from the earth. I saw a lot of white lights coming down. And it was going around, and it was going around and touching the people on the earth.
Mm.
Like flashing down like in darts.
Nice.
And then I saw like a flower, like a big flower, and it was, you know, like the lotus, like the big flowers you see in the store?
Yes.
The orange flowers? It was like that, and it was flowing down, and it was taking people's fears up into it.
Wow.
Up into the center. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you. Anything else you'd like to share before I let the next person speak, Cindy?
No, that'll be it. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you so much for being here and for sharing. And just, I'm going to read briefly. We got a few more chat window things here. Hang on. A lot of typing here. So someone had their headache go away. Tammy was getting a strong visualization of planet Earth being blanketed with white snow, which to me is a symbol of purity and cleansing the Earth of all negativity in all its shapes and forms. I have to add, Amma the Hugging Saint for 2 years now has been teaching a meditation with a Sanskrit chant where she has you imagine white flowers settling all over the earth, and there's Tammy seeing white snow, which is very similar. Someone wrote the love stream was strong. Someone thought an impromptu dance session to the song Aquarius would be great. Someone had some good healing. That was Tammy. beautiful connection. Someone else's headache went away. That's great. It looked like it was a good headache cure tonight. Someone had back pain release. Rita, great sharing space with all our modalities. I wonder if any here work with the blue ray. She talks about the various rays that she works with. And she, of course, is very technically adept at her land healing work. Cindy had tears running down her face, was compelled to say the Ho'oponopono prayer. Another person, touched to the tears by the tenderness, love, and compassion. Earth beautiful and so full of love for each being on the planet. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so Laurie would like to speak. So Laurie, I'm going to unmute you now. So Laurie, how are you?
Hi, Benjamin. Can you hear me?
You sound great.
Oh, good. Excellent. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
I was just wanted to share some vision and experience, and also the fact that my calico cat joined me on this.
Oh, sweet.
And it's the most stoned I've ever seen her looking. She weighs like 2 pounds heavier, and she just is melted.
Wow.
So she liked the meditation too, I would say. But my experience during your part of it was what I would call very juicy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching for the last couple of weeks all these great videos and YouTube's animations of cells and viruses and how they work. And
yeah.
So during your meditation with the, you know, down to the center of the earth and all that, I kind of slipped into this cosmic medicine for the earth is what it felt like. I kind of kept on seeing the globe with like little push pins in it, the animations of a cell and a virus. And the push pins in this particular visualization to me represented like dominational bankster forces around the globe.
Right.
And so as we sat there during your part of it, I just really felt like I was, I don't know, my science-y metaphor is alkalinizing the earth so these viruses can no longer thrive here so well, and that they would dissolve and no longer be needed, and the earth cell could sustain its health through some other juju and no longer support these virus banks. It was really very clear, and I felt very energized, and when I call in my spirits, they're a rowdy, funny crowd, so it was really quite tickly all the way through, too.
Great. Wow, it's beautiful sharing. Thank you so much for sharing that and for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to share?
Don't be afraid, people.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to read some. So, Laurie, thank you. I'm going to mute you back. Let's catch up on the chat real quick. Hang on. Just a minute, see if I can scroll this properly. Someone had four cats all around them. Sean said there's an amazing ring around the moon right now. It has helped us find and feel the peaceful bliss through all this. Nice. I've been listening to a lot of people about this as well as I've shared my own visions in my Jupiter-Pluto forecast post that I linked to in the email I sent to announce this. And it just feels so clear to me that the coronavirus was here to be a massive pattern interrupt. I mean, it's just miraculous. I mean, it's been over 100 years since basically the Earth just screeched to a halt and all of our normal stuff isn't happening. And while some people, of course, will just anesthetize themselves with entertainment, many of us are taking this time alone or, you know, in smaller groups just to go within, develop our connection with the divine more powerfully. And I think that's what it's for. I really feel the shift is happening. And although today is the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction, which is very potent, I'm not going to go into all that because it's all in my forecast and my video. I put it out in writing and in audio and in video. What it occurred to me, when they talk about the age of Aquarius, right now, again, it's going to be in December, but in December, Jupiter and Saturn cross into Aquarius together within like a day of each other. And I can't tell you how extraordinary that is. In ancient astrology, Jupiter and Saturn together is called the Great Conjunction. And back in those days, Saturn was as far as they knew, so Jupiter and Saturn together was the biggest event they had every 20 years. And the fact that they're coming together as they cross into Aquarius, I mean, what a marker for the age of Aquarius. That's just extraordinary that those two would come at the same time moving into that sign. So, you know, this is not just a one-shot instant thing. We're going to evolve into all this. But I just, as much as challenge as there is, the other thing I want to share before I ask for more feedback is just, it's really happening. The shift is really happening, finally. And so just know that the old order is not going to go back to the way it was. If there's one message I would ask you to really take to heart, if you wish, it is focus on love instead of fear. If you focus on all the bad things that are happening, you get all caught up in the Illuminati and all the negative stuff that is out there, then you feed it with your attention. I'm not saying to be totally oblivious to it, but if you put the majority of your attention on the new reality, focus less on what's the old problems, what are the lingering darknesses, if you focus more on, wow, let me just be the change I want to see in the world, like Gandhi said. In other words, become the love and light, become the new earth resident that you want to be. And as enough of us actually make the shift, not just talk about it, but live it, you know, the best you can, just embody it now. And of course, doing your own spiritual practices to just bring your vibration as high as you can, to really walk as an illumined being, a divinely conscious human. The more you can do that, the closer we get to that tipping point. So I would just urge you, embrace the light, live the life now that you want the new earth to be. And the more of us that do that, the quicker it's going to happen, is my own belief. Of course, you know, I don't know exactly what's going to come down. I'm not a prophet or anything, but that's just my sense of what's coming. I also loved, I really felt like I was one with the entire planetary consciousness during that meditation. There was just so much just saturation of energy into the earth. This is, you know, this may have been the largest group meditation in history just now. I don't know. I'm not looking at statistics, but they were looking for 1 million people to be meditating at the same time. And I don't know if they hit it, but there was a lot of energy going around the planet for sure. So anyhow, those are my thoughts here. There's no one else with a hand raised, so if you would like to speak, I invite you to raise your hand now. Again, in the participant window at the bottom, there should be a little box at the bottom that says raise hand, or if you're on a smartphone, you might have to hit the three dots, and then the raise hand will be an option under there. Others did the Ho'oponopono. Hang on, I said that already. And some agreement on what I was just saying. Beautiful. So, last call for feedback. So, there's no one with a hand raised. So, we've still got 50 people here. And, wow, someone just wrote a really long post there. Hang on. I'll read what Nicole just wrote. She said, I conceptualized it a bit differently. For me, it came through to me during the 2017 Lionsgate and gave me the nudge towards the path of the Divine Feminine, the Shekinah, Amo, Sophia, etc. So for me, it was a link to, moreover, my galactic consciousness, and is more about tuning into the frequency vibration to work with it as far as a body template. I'm not sure I'm familiar with that specifically, other than that we all have a divine soul blueprint like a template. How do you work with the rays usually? Sorry, I meant that to be private. Oops, sorry. Oh, she must have been trying to speak to someone else privately. Okay. So anyhow, that was a great example of someone who's already gotten a strong activation and is being a particular way. And that, by the way, is another theme that might be worth just mentioning briefly. Again, this is all just my opinions about things. But, you know, I in my last Planet Spirit work, was given such an emphatic message. You are not following anyone else. You are your own guide now. You need to be taking instructions from your inner guidance and not from some external authority figure, as wonderful as they may be. And, you know, we're all being called to that now. So I encourage each of you, can you tune in to your own inner guidance? Can you feel what your own higher self is telling you to do? That, I don't know of any higher authority that I would ever follow than that. Some of us may still be at the point where we feel like we need a human guide. We need to be, you know, adhering to a path and kind of taking the disciple role and taking instruction from someone else. And that's appropriate at a certain level, but at a certain level, you're going to get to where you have broken free and you've got your own connection, and then you don't need another person to tell you what to do, or you don't need to follow these specific rigors of a path. A good example would be, there's a magnificent teacher, Adyashanti, who was a Buddhist, I think was a Zen monk for like 18 years, very rigorous practice, and then he really woke up and he said, wow, I don't need that anymore, I'm here. And now he's just teaching from his own divine stream. And many, many examples, Jay Krishnamurti, who was raised in a strong religious thing and then broke free and just became his own guide. So I feel like more and more that is the path for each of us. And also, the thing about what we're moving into, and I get this not from just the Law of One teachings that I've studied for years, but I've seen so many other teachers saying the same stuff, and they may or may not have any familiarity with that path, but it's about having an individual consciousness and merging into a collective consciousness. There's a lot of talk about, you know, cells and the planetary brain, and I really felt at one with the consciousness of Earth during that 20 minutes, and can still feel some now. So know that part of the shift here is away from just thinking you're just an individual human and having not just the idea, but the experience of blending with the things around you, your consciousness, simultaneously, yes, I'm aware of the individual human me, and I also feel the larger thing. And for example, in Peru, the Caro gauge your accomplishment by how big a thing you can blend with. If you can only blend with a village, you're at a certain level. If you can blend with the entire state of Peru, you're a certain level. If you can blend with the whole Earth, you're higher yet. If you can blend with the whole universe, that's an accomplishment beyond that. So just know that awakening may involve being able to hold consciousness with larger and larger things. So I was inspired to share that for some reason. Someone wrote, definitely a strong shift. Another Amanda wrote, that was an incredibly powerful experience. Thank you to everyone else here in this evening. Wonderful to be in community with all of you. Yes, yes, yes. I cannot emphasize enough, you know, we all did this together. This was a co-creation. I was facilitating, but every single one of you was what made this happen. Okay, last call for anyone who wants to speak or anyone who wants to type in the chat window. Okay, looks like I'm going to close the Mesa then. Tammy said, you rock. Love you so much. Thank you. Love you, Tammy. All right, so thank you for being here. It's like 11:30 Eastern, so we don't want to keep you up too late. So it takes me just a moment to close the Mesa and wrap it up, so I'm going to do that. By the way, after I close the 12-hour thing, I believe is still going for a while. I believe that'll go for another hour and a half. The Unify event, and it sounded like they're going to have a bunch of stuff going tomorrow too. They've invited people back for longer sessions. So if you go to Unify on Facebook, then they have some amazing stuff all day today, and that was so fun to check out. And it looks like they're going to be running a marathon tomorrow also. So Pachamama Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi. Beloved allies, thank you for this beautiful experience. So grateful to you all for holding such magnificent space. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone here, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. I ask you to remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us say, and to whom? After the count of three, I'm going to clap. You're welcome to clap with me to seal this good work. One, two, three. Whew. We're done. Thank you all so much. What a privilege. I've never had this large a group. It was magnificent energy. Every one of you made it awesome. Thank you so much. Again, I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. It has been a pleasure to facilitate this for you. Many blessings to you all, and good night.